All right, we've got tickets to see the band AJR. They are playing the Cross Insurance Arena in Portland. May 13th? Do I have the right date on that? Because they changed it. So I think it's May 13th. Tickets are on sale Friday, 10 a.m. at waterfrontconcerts.com. I know that.
That is the right date.
It's our game. Survey says 20% of couples regret doing this. 20% of couples regret doing this. You guys jot down your guesses.
Oh, yeah.
See what we come
How
up with.
How many do we get?
Has there ever been a cap for you?
Right.
20% of couples say they regret doing this.
I'm going to go with three.
Okay.
I'm just going to go with one, Blake.
I think she'll probably exceed three once we fire through the three.
Right. Mm-hmm.
792-6278. 20% of American couples regret doing this. And I'll say regret doing this with each other.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
something that couples do.
Yes. Thank you. Got it. Sorry.
Take a breath. Just a breath. Take a breath. She does that every time. She breathes out. She's the only person I know. Take a breath. And she goes. All right.
She needs oxygen, but she's going to
exhale. What are you guys thinking?
Anything that's left.
I said,
Eva, you want to go first with one of your three? Or
getting
would you
married.
Like me to go first?
The regret getting married. Okay. Todd?
Let's see. I'm going to go with... moving in together.
Moving in together. Okay. Hi, Coast.
Hi.
What's your guess? 20% of American couples regret doing this with each other.
Is it having kids?
Having kids. No.
Oh.
But a lot of people won't want to say that. but may feel that way sometimes.
Okay, well, that was my number two.
Okay.
Oh, good. So you can cross that one off
just
now.
Just as wrong as it was just now. Still just as wrong. Good morning.
Good morning.
20% of American couples regret doing this with each other.
Having sex on the first date.
Getting busy on the first date. No.
Oh. Okay.
No. Good guess, though.
Very good.
That was a good guess. What did you say? Todd, you said what?
I said moving in together.
Moving in together. And Eva, you said getting married?
Yeah, but I have more.
Okay, what's your other guess?
Spending money on an actual wedding.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good one. I had...
You have
should
more?
I not?
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, if Eva's going to rip off all 19 of hers...
Yeah, what
I
do
mean,
you got, Ty? Go ahead.
Combining bank accounts.
Combining bank accounts. Okay. Hi, good morning. What's your guess? 20% of American couples regret doing this with each other.
I also think it's combining bank accounts or finances.
Combining finances is right.
You
That's
never
it.
Said Todd versus Eva.
What's your name? Okay, this is the part where we celebrate that she won.
Oh, yeah. Hi.
Hello.
My name's Jess.
Hi, Jess. You got tickets.
Jess, you're so smart.
To see AJR.
So are you, Todd.
Thank you, Jess.
I'm sorry to bust up this little love fest. But,
come on now.
Tickets
going somewhere.
Are for May 13th, Cross Insurance Arena in Portland. They're on sale Friday, 10 a.m., waterfrontconcerts.com. Okay.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
You got to get your info. You're welcome. Don't hang up, okay?
Okay.
20% regret combining finances. Mm. Yeah, well, because sometimes you do that without knowing the person well enough to understand how they manage finances.
Exactly.
And then you're in deep doo-doo because now you got a joint bank account, and, you know.
Yeah, that's such a problem.
That's a problem,
right?
That's an issue.
Now, do you think you combine bank? What's the order of things? There's moving in together. There's getting married. There's combining bank accounts. Okay.
Out of those three, you're saying what's the order?
Yeah. What's the order?
Probably moving in.
I'd say that's first.
Yeah. Especially in this day and age.
I might go with getting married first.
Really?
And then accounts. I think that's how we did it.
Yeah. Well, you guys were like 7 and 9.
Yeah.
Right. Like
we needed our parents' permission.
Kind of did it the old-fashioned way.
They said, well, which account do we put this cow in, the dowry for the cow?
It was an arranged marriage.
Yeah, exactly.
We've been engaged since the fourth grade.